Hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome. This is hour two of the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. And as I said, at the end of hour one, we're headed to Mexico, south of the border. We got Iago Rodriguez from Blue Nation Scuba. There, Iago, where are you? Is it Sia Cortez or where exactly are you guys?
Hey, hello. The Sea of Cortez, exactly. We are in beautiful Reto, a small town by the Sea of Cortez.
Nice. All right. So they are also a Maui dream destination, and that's why I wanted to reach out to them. They said, Greg, you need to talk to these guys. They know what's going on. Honestly, being a Florida diver myself, I've traveled all around the world, but I have not dove much in Mexico, believe it or not. It's like one of those places, like it's too convenient. And I have a tendency to skip over it, but I hear all the dive reports from down in Cozumel, and especially over where you are. Now, I'm guessing you're in the, like, whale shark diving capital of the world. Am I right or no?
Actually, the Sea of Cortez is easily one of the best places you can come as a diver or a snorkeler to see more dive with a whale shark. Actually, in La Paz, it's easily the best spot I've ever been to dive and swim with the whale sharks.
Yeah.
Now that's La Paz. In Loreto, it's a bit farther north. We see them really often during the season.
Okay.
Although it's more like a rare sighting. I mean, there are plenty of them, but you need to be lucky. But it's a good place. I mean, we have plenty of bigger stuff.
Got it. What is the season? What are the months where you can do that whale shark thing?
The whale shark... The whale sharks are here like pretty much all year round. They travel along the sea. But there's like an official season where you can actually go and sell trips and dive with them, which starts from January to April. It's more or less like the whale season in the Sea of Cortez. It's the same season. So from January to mid-April, that would be the best time to come here and enjoy the whale sharks, for sure.
Very nice. BlueNationBaja.com, by the way. You can go and check out their website and book a trip with them. So Iago is down there. So are you the guy who's taking the people out every day on the dive boats and seeing what they got to offer underwater there or what?
Yeah, I am actually. And I prefer to keep it that way. And diving here is actually like fantastic. What makes me really happy is actually like show the people around. And so what Loreto has to offer, which is a small hidden gem in the Cortez.
Very nice. Yeah, so it's a place to go, just get away from it all, just hang out, dive, laid back, kick back, maybe have a tequila after your day of diving is done.
For sure,
yes.
For sure.
So it sounds like a magical place for sure. Is that what drew you to the area, or did you grow up in that area, Iago?
No, I'm actually funny. Originally, I'm from Spain, although I've been like traveling and working around the world for many years. Eventually, I moved here to Baja. I started working in Los Cabos. You probably heard about it, which is a okay place, but Baja has more to offer. Mm-hmm. Eventually, I came to Loreto, which is, if you ask me, one of the best places in Baja, if you like to enjoy outdoor activities and diving in particular.
A lot of interval distractions in the area is what you're saying.
Oh, there's a lot to see, actually. Look it up, Loreto. You're going to see that it's a beautiful town. It's squeezing between the mountains at the Sea of Cortez. So actually, if you're not diving, there's plenty of other outdoor activities and like ideal for nature lovers.
Yeah. Like zip lining, things like that in the mountains or whatever? Or what do you mean?
Yeah, yeah. There is like a lot of canyoning. For instance, yeah. Canyoning is really, really good and really close by from town.
Uh-huh.
But the main protagonist is still the sea. So it's very good for kayaking as well, or just island tours. There's plenty. Gastronomy is also pretty important in Loreto, and actually like racing. There's like a lot of like typical food, like the clams. They call it almeja chocolata, which is one of the most delicious things you can try in Baja.
Yummy.
And, Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Yeah.
It's really good. And, yep.
Good stuff. So BlueNationBaja.com, once again, is the website. So, Yago, underwater, obviously, you know, outside of the area, I'm aware of the whale shark stuff because, you know, it gets a lot of publicity. But what is it for you? I mean, what underwater attractions do they have for the divers there that really stand out from your perspective as a guy who dives it every day?
Yeah, of course. Well, if you come to Baja, well, it's world-renowned. Like, the amount of biomass on fish is unparalleled. So you're going to find a lot of to see underwater. Loreto, to me, stands out compared to the other destinations in Baja because it's a marine park, it's fully protected, and it's really convenient. It has, like, five main islands, which are really close by from town. So, actually, you can have, like, tours, like, half-a-day tours and enjoy, like, different dive sets, really variated. You can find everything, actually. There's an old volcano that you can dive around. Lava walls, like sheer walls that go down really, really deep. Like black coral, like covering all the bottom. Really pretty. There's sea lions. There's several sea lion colonies, which is like a great attraction.
Yeah.
Great attraction.
Do you guys have the Humboldt squid stuff down there, too? Is that down there or no?
That's the $1 million question. Humboldt squids, used to be like a big thing, like back in the days.
Yeah.
Like several years ago, I think around year 2000, they kind of disappeared. You cannot see them anymore, really.
Okay.
It's a shame. I mean, they say it's a cycle. They might come back in a few years. It's a bit like the same thing that happened with manta rays in La Reina, which is a seamount in La Paz.
Mm-hmm.
The manta rays, the giant mantas, were gone for many years, and this year actually they came back all of a sudden, and so they can show up anytime. But at this time, unfortunately, nobody is running like a Humboldt squid trips or tours because they are not here. Sadly, we'll see next year.
What about the depths? I mean, are most of the reefs fairly shallow, or is it just varies wildly? Like you do some drift diving stuff too, or what?
There's a bit of everything. There's plenty of shallow reefs. Like most of the dive sites can be done within recreational depths, like 60 feet deep max. Mm-hmm. But since there are like deep walls and seamounts, you can actually like get technical depths really quickly. And I would say it's superb.
Yeah.
Currents are really changeable in the Sea of Cortez in general. So you might find like a really sheltered base. But especially on the exposed side of the islands, you might find like ripping currents, which actually make for excellent drift dives.
Yeah.
Really excellent drift dives.
Do you guys ever do that at night? Do like one of these dangling dives or, you know, blackwater dives where they go out at night and just hang out in the open water or off a you know, deep in a wall? You ever do any of that stuff or you leave that to the crazy people?
We do when crazy people come over.
Oh, okay. There you go. You're accommodating. Exactly.
We are totally keen. Actually, we run a few like exploration projects for those adventurous people. Mm-hmm. And all these things that are a bit more challenging, we are totally, totally keen on organizing for sure.
Wow.
There's we do black water dives. We do like also bioluminescent dives, which is really, really great here in the Cortez and in particular in Loreto.
Mm-hmm.
You can find like crazy bioluminescence, especially a few days a month. And that's pretty much like a black water dive, like in the middle of the night. In the middle of the sea as well, and just enjoying a no-light dive with the bioluminescence is great.
You can't cover their accommodations and stuff there, too, at Blue Nation Baja, or just to steer them to a local hotel, or what? What do you do?
Yeah, we have arrangements with several hotels, and we can offer packages like with good prices, especially for long stays. We have really good deals, and there's plenty of options anyway. It's a small town, but there's plenty of things, of options for accommodation. So if you want to come, it's really easy. Just give us a call. We sort you out.
There you go. BlueNationBaja.com. Now a dream destination that you can go to. How hard is it to get there? What's the typical route through, like, San Diego or plenty flow? Where do you fly into exactly?
Best deal. It depends. If you fly from the States, in this case, you have a direct flight from Los Angeles, which is really convenient.
Okay.
Yep. Yeah. So,
pretty simple.
Simple. Alaska Airlines flies straight to Laredo from Los Angeles. There's a lot of people, especially close to the border, San Diego. You can just catch a flight from Tijuana.
You've got a bunch of options. All right. That sounds great. So, and we're going to see you at the DEMA show, I would assume, here in a month or so. Is that right? Maybe?
Yeah. We hope to be there in November.
Well, look forward to seeing you in Vegas there, Iago, and wish you the best. Sounds great. It's on my list. So one of these days, I'm going to join you south of the border. Well, you said you take crazy people, so I figure that's a welcome sign for the Scuba Radio crew. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And we got more coming up on the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Stay close.
Is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Explore new places. Make new friends. Do cool things. With more than 70% of our planet covered in water, why limit your possibilities for happiness and enjoyment? Let the National Association of Underwater Instructors, NAUI, lead you in your quest for underwater exploration and entertainment. Visit a NAUI facility or locate a NAUI instructor near you at NAUI.org.
Come as a guest, leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures Liveaboards. It doesn't matter if you're traveling solo, with a buddy or group. Explore Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. For proof, know Explore Ventures has one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. They're also the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. You've likely heard us talk about Explore Ventures Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise trips many times, and we invite you to join us on the next one. However, whether we're on board with you or not, I'll bet an Explore Ventures liveaboard trip will be one of the best dive experiences you've ever had. It just doesn't get any better. Save a St. Kitts, Turks and Caicos, the Galapagos, Maldives, Indonesia, humpback whales, and the Silver Banks. New destinations and itineraries are being added all the time. Call one of their talented travel consultants to find the Explore Ventures liveaboard experience that's just right for you. 1-800-322-3577. That's 1-800-322-3577. Or visit exploreventures.com. That's exploreventures.com.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
Surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
The last time you were here, you were talking about you and Emily swimming with sharks.
That's right.
And
I love to terrify my wife.
Yes, and it was your honeymoon.
It was.
And which is, you know, you hear stories about people going scuba diving on their honeymoons and strange things happen.
Yeah.
You were how far down?
I was 100 feet deep.
I don't scuba dive, but that seems deep.
Yeah, it's like the bottom of the earth. It's very scary.
I found a love for me, darling, just dive right in, follow my lead tonight.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I hope you are going diving tonight. It's a very lovely thing that you should do as often as possible. I am Greg the Dive Master. I got Bob Evans from Force Fins on Scuba Radio right now. Bob, how are you, buddy?
Hey, Greg, it's great to hear your voice.
Back at you, my friend.
Doing fine out here this morning.
Yeah, it's been too long. So how are things in Santa Barbara, in the home of Force Fins? What do you think?
Yeah. I thought you said homeless. My hearing is getting better by the moment. You know how it is when you've been diving for years.
That's true. It's too much water in the air.
How is it out there? The words get switched around.
Fair
enough. Are you having a problem like that at all?
Eh, I can't hear you, Sonny. Yeah,
Suzanne the other night, she said something about, am I getting enough air? And I thought she said to me, am I having an affair?
Oh!
You know, I thought,
he's like,
are you getting enough air? What? I'm not having an affair.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, no, things are good out here. You remember our little gas pods that we kind of created out of the four-spin designs of the little bumps on the front of whales?
Yeah.
And a couple of years ago, we started potting them up on cars and vehicles, and you know, it's the same story with Forcefin or any product that someone brings into the marketplace that's innovative,
mm-hmm.
that's really innovative and doesn't fit into the realm of what people expect, like our president right now.
Mm-hmm.
And so,
okay.
You know, people just, it comes in something new and different, and it just takes time for people to absorb it.
Sure.
As I was telling you earlier, I think Forcefin still probably needs another 10 more years before people really kind of figure out about swimming around with a fin that's flat, that's coming off the end of their foot, that it just, you know, does not make any sense at all. And so I have high hopes of the Forest Bank company. There's actually some very good developments where we might be able to change some of the models that we've had over the years, still manufacture them here in America, but change the models and kind of get into a much more automated way of manufacturing, so there's not so much hand labor involved in making every single pair of fins.
Okay. So trying to streamline the process.
So
yeah,
the
but they're beautiful.
They're taking off, which is exciting, and there's some news coming up on that down the road, and maybe we can get a lot of the scuba radio. I mean, obviously, sitting in your car, driving along, listening to scuba radio, need some gas pods.
So, yeah, these gas pods are little bumps, kind of like what he had on Force Fins. They're basically created to make the water flow more efficiently over the blade of the fin, and you can check all this out at forcefin.com, but you came up with these gas pods to take that technology that you've developed and actually apply them to cars. So you can take these little plastic knobs, a little kit of what? How many is in a bag generally? Six?
Well, we put nine on a vehicle, and we have up to 85 on big semi-trucks. We're actually seeing at least a half a mile to an extra mile on a semi-truck, which is awesome. And they're made here in the U.S., and it's kind of just a spin-off of technology from what learned, got the patents for aviation, and we're going to be evaluating them with one of the major universities in New York on tow tanks with the test I did on trim tabs, where I actually, you know, that rooster tail that comes up so close behind your vessel?
Sure, yeah.
Which is, you know, the displacement of water trying to get around the hull. Mm-hmm. I completely changed it, and so that's the concept of being able to look at something and come up with a solution that's already been pretty much addressed through nature, but reapply it. And I think they have a name for it nowadays, but you know, they got a name for everything, Greg.
Sure. But inspired by nature, designed by Bob Evans, something like that. But it's cool stuff, and they're going strong. And so the gas pods, you can literally put them on your car, and the idea is you get better gas mileage. Simple as that.
Yep, and we'll be coming down to Orlando, Disney, all these vans, all these vehicles. The mantra is that my one car, seriously, in 6 years of driving, I don't do that much driving, but about 69,000 miles, good number, I say 4,000 pounds of CO2 not going to in the atmosphere, and I made $833 on a $40 investment. It pays out about $100 a year, depending on the driving. I'm an average driver, so if someone drove a lot, they get about extra $500 a year. If someone doesn't drive that much, they might get $50 a year, you know?
Yeah.
But
But if you put them on a...
People who do a lot of driving, people who care about the environment, people who listen to scuba radio are environmentally conscious people. I know that for sure, because we're divers.
Well, yeah, and you were telling me that before
we
went on...
Yeah, we understand CO2 in the atmosphere and the oceans and salinity, all this kind of stuff. And so this is a way, sure, you can go out with a pair of force fins and not bang up the reef because they're more environmentally sensitive because of their size. Mm-hmm. But then at the same time, you put a set of gas pods. Let's work out a program for scuba radio listeners. Once I have this deal cut that we just talked about earlier, let's do something special for scuba radio listeners. Let's get them potted.
Get them potted. He said potted with
a D. Greg. Hey, Greg Holt.
Yes, what, Bob Evans?
You should see the women run when I come up to their car and say, hey, I want a pot of your car.
Yeah, they run. You be careful out there in California.
I want to put some pods on your car.
Like, run! Help me! Help! I'm being attacked.
Yeah, who is this guy?
Right. Well, you were telling me those the pods are really becoming very effective for semi trucks, and they're seeing a huge difference in gas efficiency.
Right?
Yeah.
And
wow.
I'll tell you, you don't miss one of these big trucks. We got the big Berryman semi-truck. We were heading down to Oxnard to do some vans down there. Got our first contract, 20 vans. Wow. There's a small moving vans. And they're, you know, they told me enough testing. We want to buy them, Bob. If you want to test, take our van out to a road track, which is what we're going to do. We actually heard from the EPA for the first time under this administration what we need to do to get their certification for big rigs, and we're going to be doing it. We can talk about it on scuba radio because I bet there's a lot of scuba divers that drive big rigs, and they're going to be listening to this and going,
"Damn, boats, whatever.
I need a pair of force fins. I need pods on my big rig."
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and actually, you can get your pods to match your Tan Delta force fins, I believe, right?
Yeah,
you've got
we
so many different colors.
And we can make them reflective, and listen to this, we can make them glow in the dark.
Whoa! Look out! Crazy Halloween fun. That sounds great. Bob Evans, always a pleasure. Forcefins.com.
Hey,
check
Greg.
Them out. Bob, take care, buddy. Always a pleasure, my friend.
Get the potted, Greg.
Get potted, yes. There's something wrong with that marketing slogan. But regardless, we love it, and we got more coming up. Stay close.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba.
Scuba Radio.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. Hey, look, it's Jerry the Diver Guy. I got him connected via the web, and if that weren't enough, and it definitely is not, he is countered with Mermaid Brittany. So the yin to his yang, or no, that's not appropriate, but welcome to both of you, regardless.
It's close enough.
Yeah, okay. So this team, Jerry the Diver Guy and Mermaid Brittany, the plan is to have them in Vegas with us at the Dima Show. You guys are both excited about that, I would assume. Am I right? Kind of? Maybe?
I'm always excited.
Yeah. What about you, Brittany? You just
I love Dima. Yeah. Dima's such a happening place.
Well, it is. And actually, last year, wasn't that your first Dima? And you were like,
was.
You were working for some company in Mexico or something, right? Or
mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, but this time she's going to possibly come out and come under the scuba radio umbrella and learn what it's like to really be part of a fun crew. Not that you didn't have fun last time, but this time it's in Vegas. It's crazy. It's with scuba radio. It'll be a nutty
party as always.
Absolutely. You know, what happens in Vegas shows up on Facebook and everywhere else on scuba radio. So we'll see what happens. But you're looking forward to that. But Brittany, I wanted to talk to you because we haven't had you on the air lately to find out what you've been up to. I mean, right now I know you're not diving because you're somewhere far up north. Is that right?
That's correct. But that doesn't mean that I haven't been diving. I have gone to a couple different lakes up here.
Yeah.
One of them has a little scuba park inside of the lake and just sort of some shore diving. And then the other lake is kind of what we're starting to sort of pioneer a little scuba park in another lake as well called Lake Bombazine in Vermont. Wow. So
that's where you are. You're in Vermont but because you got to make money for the summer so you can go back to warmer waters? Is that the deal? Or are you like yeah. syrup up
my,
there?
My family lives up here. So
that makes sense.
I do the accounting for their businesses and a couple other different things.
All right.
I gotta have a little balance as well. So
okay, I gotta mix. She has to go to cold places to make it feel more special when she goes to the warm places. Maybe I don't. We'll find out next right here on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
If a man swims nude in the ocean, what sea creature might mistake his manhood for food? Jordan.
Shark.
Shark. They're going to play. Jay, let's get after it, man. If a man swims nude in the ocean, what sea creature might mistake his manhood for food?
Mermaid.
Best answer so far, yeah.
I stick with my answer.
I love your answer.
You need to ask different people.
I'm going to dream that tonight. Come on, let's go.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving in. I am Greg the Dive Master, Jerry the Diver Guy, Mermaid Brittany on with us right now. So Brittany's up in Vermont, enjoying the fall. What else do they have up there in Vermont, unrelated to diving, which we're going to get to here in just a bit. But isn't that, you got like syrup and stuff in Vermont. Is that where it is?
It's, we have syrup, cider. Apples,
oh,
okay, and cheese.
Apple. All right, and that's all you need. That's pretty much
it's really, I mean, pretty much thing that we covered the whole
groups.
Pyramid there.
Yeah, yeah. Maybe throw in some booze. Well, the cider counts, I think.
We have that too.
Yeah,
we have that.
Absolutely.
Whistlepig is up here. Do you know about Whistlepig, the whiskey?
Whistlepig whiskey. I have not. It sounds like something I need.
No.
Are you kidding me? Jerry the Diver Guy doesn't even know about Whistlepig?
I've not heard about this one.
Yeah, he hadn't heard it. Can you explain? Is it a flavorful concoction there, Mermaid Brittany?
It is. It's more of like a high-end whiskey.
Okay.
I've seen it in a couple bars in like New Orleans. I've seen it in Miami a couple times.
Yeah.
They have it actually in Florida at ABC Liquors.
Okay.
But
all right.
Anyway.
Sounds like something we've got to mark off the list.
I try to just pass by that and just go straight to the rum section. But
yeah, that's more, diver.
Well, now
stuff.
Wait here a minute.
What?
We're going to have this in Vegas.
You think Whistlepig in Vegas?
Oh, yeah. I think she needs to be bringing some to Vegas.
All right.
Okay.
Well,
all right.
Because you're
so
planning.
You bring your mountain water.
Yeah.
I'll bring my mountain water.
Spring
and then
water.
We can compare and contrast.
Wait. Hold on. You got spring water up there in Vermont as well, like
well,
Jared the Diver
it'd
Guy?
It'd be the Whistlepig.
Oh, it'd be the. Okay. All right. That's understood.
We can make that happen.
Okay. All right. It'll grow hair on your chest. Be careful there, Brittany. You don't want that.
I know.
Anyway, so you're up there in Vermont right now. You said you've been doing some local diving in one of the lakes. The first lake you said about this, they have a scuba park in the lake up there that you've been diving?
That's correct.
So explain. What's the, how deep is this lake? How big is it? How many divers go there and stuff?
It's quite a big lake. I think it's around maybe 20 miles long by about 3 miles wide.
Wow.
And this one is called Lake George. And there's a scuba park there. So there's a sunken boat, car, plane. There's a skeleton inside of the plane.
Really?
I don't think he's real.
Yeah,
I
think it's
I hope
a fake
real,
Halloween kind of thing or
he's
something?
He's in there.
Okay. Got it. All right. It's a prop. We'll go with that.
Sure.
Yeah, but that's, now's the time to go down there and dive that, I guess. Well, I don't know. Is it getting too cold to dive the lake even now for Vermont?
Probably
so.
It's not so bad because the lake is pretty warm. Really, I only try to dive it in July, August, and September, because in June it's still cold from the winter.
Yeah.
So.
Well, so now it's starting to freeze over, isn't it? Or will it in the next month or two?
Yeah, people are going to be driving cars on this lake.
Oh, geez. Do they cut holes in it and do that ice dive thing? Or do you
know? They do, yep.
Mm-hmm. Is that on your list, or have you already done that before?
I'm more of a warm water wuss, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
When you dove it, he used to dive out west in Oregon, so he's all about it. But personally, I'm not really into the cold diving.
Well, when you dove in June, July, how cold was the water and what were you wearing? And I mean wetsuit. Okay. I'm not getting creepy.
Okay, so I was wearing a 7mm, but this was a 7mm that I had purchased, I don't even know, in 2006 or something.
Yeah.
So the zipper was sort of pulled apart from the suit. Like, I just needed to maybe, you know, put some Aqua Seal on it or something.
Yeah.
So there was basically like a hole down towards the bottom of the zipper. And
that can't
it was
be good.
So a lot of water was getting in, but I was wearing a 7mm and was at 28 feet, it was 74 degrees. And then at 32 feet, it was 68 degrees.
Ouch. That's a thermocline. That'll wake you up for sure. Yeah, especially when it comes rushing in through a hole and you're like, oh, my God. So it takes you a couple minutes to kind of adjust, and then you just continued on and sucked it up and enjoyed the dive regardless, I guess, right? Yeah, you think?
That's exactly what we did. Yeah.
What about you know, other than the props that are down there for the scuba park? Is there much to see, or is there a bunch of freshwater fish and stuff, or what?
There are. There's some bass. There's some sunfish. Mm-hmm. That's pretty much all that we saw. I mean, those are the kind of fish that swim around during the summer.
Yeah.
And then, you know, like the pike, and I guess there's some perch too, but like the pike, the bigger stuff, that all comes out. You can catch that in the wintertime, but not really as much in the summer. So they're kind of more docile in the summer.
I see. So. Yeah. And as
they go
far
deep, right?
They're good eating. Is that what you said?
No, they're deep in the water.
Oh.
Through the summer months.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Do they spearfish those things? Two?
Okay, so it's been illegal to spearfish anything, and now perch just got added onto the list of fish that you can spear, but it cannot be on scuba.
You can't spear the bluegill.
Nothing.
On scuba.
I think you may blast them apart, honestly. They're kind of a little tiny up here. They're
they're not
max 6 inches. But.
Yeah. But what do you mean you can blow them apart? With what?
I mean, it's a tiny little fish. I would be nervous.
Oh, you mean if you speared them, you pretty much speared the whole thing. There's nothing left after you tried to spear. Oh, I gotcha. Okay. All right. Well, yeah, that probably wouldn't be no fun anyway. But okay, so you have that place, Lake George, and then you say there's another lake there. And by the way, Lake George, is it a very popular scuba site up there in Vermont? Will that, like, a lot of the local divers go there just to keep fresh if they can't get to a warmer water place, or no?
Yeah, that's correct. So the there was a dive shop there, and it just went out of business this year, but this guy had been there for over 20 years. And he actually, that's where I got certified through my college, the local college. So this guy just went around everywhere to all these different colleges, like 10 different colleges he went to. And then he developed the scuba park, and he just got people into diving, and he did a lot of Discover scuba diving programs. Mm-hmm. And he really formulated a great thing for the summertime, and then he sold a lot of dive trips and things of that nature. So
yeah, get him to,
he did
like,
very
hey.
Well in promoting the sport, and then now he just went out of business. So
so you're still you're carrying on the legacy, so to speak, by going to the Lake George. Now, you know, this has kind of been on my list. I've seen this many times, and I know you're a warm water wuss like myself, and Jerry for that matter, but are you tempted to do one of these ice dives when this thing freezes over? If you could figure out a way to do the dry suit thing, and here's where I'm going to sell you. I mean, because this looks appealing to me, is doing the underwater upside down hockey thing. because they do that.
Yes, I saw that. Yeah. I thought that that was really cool. But yeah, I would definitely need a dry suit with maybe like a heater inside. You know?
Yes, I would agree. You definitely need something. What do you think, Jerry? Is that on your list as a diver?
I don't want nothing to do with ice. Unless it's in my drink.
I'll tell you what, years ago, Jimmy Abernathy, who is definitely a warm water wuss diver out there in West Palm and goes over the Bahamas quite a bit, he told me he did his first ice dive, I don't know, probably, you know, well into 30 years of his diving career, and he was blown away. He was like, oh my gosh, you know, we're warm water wusses, Greg, and I totally get it. I'm right there with you. But if you go and do this and you do something nutty, like especially one of these upside down hockey games where they'll cut two holes in the ice and then they literally will weight their feet or something so they can stand upside down on the ice, on the other side of the ice, and then they take hockey sticks and pucks and the puck will float so it'll slide across the bottom of the ice there and you play a game of hockey underwater. That does sound kind of like a wacky form of fun, even to a warm water wuss like myself. Now, Jerry, what do you think? Is that something you would do? That sounds like fun, doesn't it? No. Brittany, no?
I hate the cold weather.
Really, Brittany? Would you suck it up and try to mark that off the list? Or you just prefer to wait for the video?
Jacques Cousteau meets Wayne Gretzky. I don't know how I feel about it.
Okay. Well, I guess I haven't sold it. We got more coming up with Brittany and Jerry the Diver Guy next. Stay close.
You like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Come as a guest, leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures Liveaboards. It doesn't matter if you're traveling solo with a buddy or group. Explore Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. For proof, know Explore Ventures has one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. They're also the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. You've likely heard us talk about Explore Ventures Scuba Radio scuba cruise trips many times, and we invite you to join us on the next one. However, whether we're on board with you or not, I'll bet an Explore Ventures liveaboard trip will be one of the best dive experiences you've ever had. It just doesn't get any better. Save the St. Kitts, Turks and Caicos, the Galapagos, Maldives, Indonesia, humpback whales, and the Silver Banks. New destinations and itineraries are being added all the time. Call one of their talented travel consultants to find the Explore Ventures liveaboard experience that's just right for you. 1-800-322-3577. That's 1-800-322-3577. Or visit exploreventures.com. That's exploreventures.com.
Traffic sucks, unless you're scuba diving with Mike Scott.
Mike glanced down at his dive computer. It showed less than 50 PSI left in his tank. Probably just a few more breaths.
Or riding shotgun in a thrilling car chase.
One bullet hit the Jeep's windshield, spiderwebbing the passenger side. Mike shifted into second gear and felt the Jeep leap forward. This just got serious.
Escape your commute with audiobooks from author Eric Douglas. Download to your phone. Go to booksbyeric.com or audible.com.
Obviously, we have it pretty good here at Scuba Radio, but why let us have all the fun? Dive into scubaradio.com and allow us to share the joy. It's all there, from cool monthly giveaways to info on how you can join us on our next big dive adventure or Scuba Radio broadcast. Click on the Shop tab for special Scuba Radio pricing on Scuba Radio hats, jackets, shirts, and an assortment of unique items you won't find anywhere else. You can even get info on how to take scuba classes from a real live mermaid. So dive in now at Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
Prepare to rig for dive.
Your surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
I'm a guppy, and I'm trying to mate with a dolphin.
You guys are bottom feeders. You're like those fish that swim into other fish's mouths and eat bacteria off their teeth.
There's no such fish. You made that fish up.
Okay, it's an analogy. I'm not going to debate the existence of the literal fish with you because it's not relevant.
Well, good, because it doesn't exist.
That is a real fish.
God, it's getting hard to breathe this way. Everybody's life is on display. It's gotten out of control.
Tell me, do you feel exposed? Well, welcome to the fishbowl.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Greg the Dive Master, Jerry the Diver Guy, and Mermaid Brittany with me right now as we finish up our two-hour radio spectacular. We've talked a little bit about some of the ice diving or cold water lake diving that Brittany has been experiencing up there in Vermont. But right before that, you actually had traveled down to where? Florida? Or was it out in the Caribbean someplace or what, Britt? Because you've been doing some warm water diving, I know.
I know, yeah. Let's get away from all this cold talk and let's just get back to the Caribbean. Right. I went to the Keys. So Keys. I was in Key Largo and during Bugfest. That's the last time that I went down there.
How did you do? Did you score some lobster?
Oh, of course. I limited out both days.
On the radio or for real?
No, for real.
Okay.
For real, Greg. Checking. Did you not see her Facebook post?
I guess I did not. I don't think I did see that one. Did you? How big were the lobsters you were catching down there in Key Largo for mini season?
They were. I mean, in comparison to some of the other photos I saw, I mean, they were a little bit smaller. But it was okay. We had a great time. It was a lot of fun. I brought down 2 dozen ears of corn from Vermont, actually.
Oh, wow. Okay. She had corn and lobster. That sounds like a... You know, that sounds like a good time right there. That's a nice compliment to your Florida spiny lobster tail. So did you guys on a boat then, or did you guys just pick some place offshore, or what did you do?
Yeah, we went out with Horizon Divers.
Oh, okay. So how big of a group did you guys have out on the boat when you go out?
Pretty big, actually. Probably maybe, I don't know, 25, 30 people went out.
Okay. And everybody did pretty well, or were you one of the star diver?
Everyone did very well. I caught quite a bit. But I had fun doing it.
Are you a looper or a tickler?
I was just totally down there in my element. And sometimes you just lose track of time.
Yeah.
You know, we're only 15 feet deep and you just completely lose track of time.
So true.
And
you don't have to really worry about
one of the coolest things I've ever done.
Your air consumption so much when it's only 15 feet. You can really focus on zeroing in with the lobster. Now, are you a tickler or a looper?
Okay. I was trying to figure that out.
What do you mean?
So I'm kind of both.
Oh, you like to mix it up, do you?
Yeah, I'm like the libertarian of the lobster diving world.
What were you just doing that as an experiment, or are you saying that in some situations it was better to loop as opposed to tickle, or you're just experimenting for your own enjoyment? What do you think?
I tickled with the looper.
Oh, interesting.
So,
she's multi-talented.
Uh-huh. Multitasking. Yeah, well, actually, you know, you're right. And what I like to do is, I'm a looper, but I like to dive with a tickler, my buddy being a tickler. So that way, when you see one that is a little bit, maybe a lobster too far up the ledge or into the ledge or whatever, or under the reef there, and it's hard to get your looper back there, you kind of have to tickle them out first, and sometimes it's hard to do that with a looper. Is that what you're saying? You kind of liked having both options available depending on the current situation you were observing as far as the Florida spiny lobster or what?
Of course. Yeah. Yeah, definitely. And you know what? I'm not going to lie. I'm more of like the kind of person I like to shoot him with my camera kind of thing.
Yeah.
And so I felt really badly. Like, you know, when you catch them and then they start curling up, or like you pull them out of a hole and like you don't really catch them all the way and they're kind of like swimming around, but you know that you have them cornered.
Yeah.
And then you catch them and they're making this noise. It's like, you know, like eek, eek, eek noise. And you're just like, oh no, sorry. So it's just like dust cloud everywhere, you know? Oh, goodness.
But it all goes away as soon as you eat that first bite. Is that what happens?
Right. Yes.
Yeah. Well, you could do what they're doing up in Maine, which we talked about last week, where they're actually getting the lobsters, you know, high on weed before they throw them in the pot. You hear about that? Yeah.
I heard about that.
They are claiming
this is big. Up in this area, a lot of people are kind of doing that, and they're doing it with a lot of other things as well. You know, and I'm just like, wow, this is. I didn't even realize that this stuff existed. They're doing it with crawfish, and I'm like, what?
It's a thing, I guess. I don't know. I'm actually going on a trip up northeast, and I'm going to see if I can zero in on this whole phenomenon. I don't know. If they've applied that technique to the Florida spiny lobster, at least not legally
yet. I'm sure somebody has.
Yeah, But yeah, it's only a matter of time, I have no doubt. But all right, so you're diving the Keys. Was that pretty much it, what you've been doing? Warm water diving, was that it since the last time we spoke, you think, or what?
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. I think so.
So other than
just
that,
you know, trying to just stay active and diving. It's difficult because in up north, you know, a lot of times you don't get as many partners or buddies or anything like that. So,
yeah,
right
they're
now
like,
I think that I've got a good little tiny little group. So
yeah, yeah. So you basically are asking around, and the other people are like, "You're a scuba diver," and like, "Well, why do you live in Vermont?" Is that kind of kind of the reaction you get quite a bit, I'm guessing?
Pretty much. Landlocked state, you know. But that's okay, because I go down to Florida during the wintertime.
There, exactly.
So, yeah, I actually feel like I have the best of both worlds.
True.
So.
Remember, the number one local dive site in Vermont is the local area airport, I'm guessing. Could be, right? Maybe?
Yeah.
Just hop on a plane, you fly to wherever you want to dive, where there's warm water. Well, once again, Mermaid Brittany and Jerry the Diver Guy planning to be part of the Scuba Radio crew at DEMA in November. And we're going to have big fun. We got big plans. Tell you about that in a couple weeks. But that'll have to wrap it up for this week. Till next time, remember, it is always better. Where, gang?
Downward Twitter.
Safe diving, everyone.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
Scuba Radio.
This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.